You can buy, I have a friend over here that's got a bunk bed, and the other bed goes under it. I said, there's nothing to worry about, an old-fashioned trundle bed. Just a bed slide under it, when it's not in use. They had pallets, though.
What was the soil like, the land like here? What is it like? Is it different from where you lived over in the...
Yeah, lime. This is lime rock. Now, you're talking about being in Philadelphia. That's what's up here at Double Springs, where I was born. Rocks and clay. There are a lot of rocks, granite rocks up there, and clay there.
Yeah.
Don't you see? Well, now here, we have so much, we have lime. We can have an early spring garden, and you've got to plant things early in the spring because there's so much lime to dry out. We're in a lime area. That's the reason we have so many pecans. Pecans grow good in lime.
That's right. Well, the tight land that they have down there in the Delta, that's what kind of soil? What do they call that black?
They call that
real dark. So it might have a lot of clay in it, a lot of sand.
No, I don't have any clay and sand. It's just black loam. It's, I can't think of what they call it now. But that's just black.
Buckshot?
Buckshot land.
That land is very... What?
It's very rich, It'll grow most anything in that delta, Mississippi Delta.
You don't need a lot of...
They go, they use a lot of fertilizer now. How far in the Delta have you been?
Oh, I've been all over it.
You have?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, they grow a lot of things there.
I'm fixing to go over to Greenville after I do this interview with you.
You going to Greenville tonight?
Well, not tonight. Maybe.
Where are you staying?
I was in at the University Inn, or hotel, or motel, whatever you call it. I think I'm about the only person in that motel.
At the university.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't have too many. You ought to stay down at the alumni house at the college. You could stay down there if there'd have been an empty room. That's such a nice place to stay.
I'm not an alumni.
I know it, but you could have stayed. You're visiting and you go to another college.
You mean you can do that?
Right. You don't have to be an alumni to stay there.
Well, I might give them a call.
You do sometime. I'm pretty sure that you could stay there.
How much?
I don't know what the charges are, but I think you could stay there. You have to be alumni to stay there.
That's pretty good.
You could stay. Well, Ramada Inn was, that university doesn't have much. Had you been through here before?
No, ma'am. I haven't been to
Stockwell. This is your first time to Stockwell?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, then. Yeah, the university sort of run down. It's sort of, doesn't get it.
Like what? It looks pretty nice to me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it isn't as Holiday Inn, the Ramada Inn now, two of our...
The university. I thought you meant the
No,
university.
The University Motel.
Yeah.
That is one of our lesser years, because now Holiday Inn and the Ramada have taken over.
Yeah.
You know, university when they first, they were very popular. But it seemed like they don't have so many. But I imagine it's comfortable.
It is okay. You know what I miss out on? Staying in a nice hotel in a place. You know, there used to be good hotels everywhere, and they're just not in any small town anymore.
And I always loved to stay at hotels. I've always loved to stay at hotels.
They were always closer to where downtown, if you need to be downtown.
We've been to, we go to Ridgecrest a lot, our church, and we have spent the night a lot down at Atlanta, and then we hit, next day we hit Clemson to eat dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's a pretty place. I know you've been at Clemson College, haven't you?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Isn't that a pretty thing?
Uh-huh.
And we eat dinner there, where they call ahead the day before, and that's when we left to eat there.
Huh. But, okay, the land down the Delta is flat, but what kind of land y'all have here? You've got a lot of
hills.